Hello, I'm Gary Robey, and this is a call to worship. In the presence of God, there is peace. Listen along while we rest in His presence during this call to worship.
Taught me to say it.
Christ said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The words of the Apostle Paul to the Philippians: be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Father in heaven, we come into your presence today, where there is peace. Father, please comfort those that are surrounded by grief, the death of a loved one, testing and trials at work, financial challenges, physical issues to deal with. God, we thank you that we can come into your presence resting in you and who you are and the power that you have to calm the storm on the Sea of Galilee and to calm the storms in our lives. Thank you, Father, for the peace that passes all understanding. We ask for that in our hearts and our lives today.
My heart is His presence brings me joy. Knowing He is near takes away my fear. I'm so glad to be resting in His love. When darkness surrounds me and shadows are falling at noonday, when strength for today and my hope for tomorrow just can't be found, though enemies taunt me, I know that the Lord is my hope and stay.
People proclaim peace, peace, where there is no peace. I know where there is real peace. In the heart of the believer that has put their trust in Almighty God, casting all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. He's provided a very clear recipe for peace in the book of Philippians, chapter 4. If you want real, lasting peace, pray and mean it. Then thank God for who He is, for His faithfulness. Then His peace, which is beyond our understanding, will overwhelm your heart and your mind because of the love of God expressed toward us through His Son, Jesus Christ.
Be not afraid when it seems like you haven't got a friend. The storms are raging, but you don't have to run and hide. The Lord is faithful to heal the lonely heart inside. Peace be still. No matter where you are or where you've been, I am sure He wants you to know He won't let go. Be not dismayed, though it seems like the hurt will never end. Be still and know that the Father will never let you go. The pain is raging, but you don't have to run and hide. The Lord is faithful to heal a hurting heart inside. Peace be still.
Peace be still.
The Father loves you. Peace be still.
Peace be still.
The Father loves you. And no matter you to know He won't let go. And no matter where you are or where you've been, I am sure He wants you to know He won't let go.
Thank you again for listening to this call to worship today. I want to thank those of you who have written to us, sent a message from our website, or have visited our Facebook page. We appreciate your prayer support and donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Again, that is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. And you'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. You can make that contribution online, listen to programs online, and find details regarding the music you hear on today's program. If you're unable to listen to today's entire program or would just like to hear it again, go to calltoworship.us. peace. Peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. You are listening to A Call to Worship. Friends, there are many times that peace seems to be very elusive and sometimes impossible to find. But God knows that is an attitude and state of mind that is vital to our lives. Here are the instructions found in Isaiah. You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. And the words of Jesus in Matthew 6, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. Amen to that. One effective way to keep your mind focused on the Lord is to fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, and pure, and lovely. And admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. And when the burdens and cares of this life seem overwhelming, and there are times when they do, then cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. So if you're a Christian, born again into the family of God, then you can proclaim with the prophet Isaiah, "I will trust and not be afraid. For Yahweh, the Lord, is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation." Our Creator and Heavenly Father wants us to live in His peace. Listen to just some of God's words to us. "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And finally, the words from Revelation, "Peace from Him who is, and who was, and who is to come."
Whenever you call me, I'll be at peace. Oh,
This is a call to worship.
I sing peace in the name of the Lord. Peace. I sing peace. I sing peace in the name of the Lord. There is peace in abundance at the foot of the cross, where I understand His mercy and how much it cost. There is peace overflowing in the shelter of His arms, where He holds me forever safe from harm. Joy, I sing joy. I sing joy in the name of the Lord. Joy, oh, I sing joy. I sing joy in the name of the Lord. There is joy in abundance at the foot of the cross, where I understand His mercy and how much it cost. There is joy overflowing in the shelter of His arms, where He holds me forever safe from harm. Love, I sing love. I sing love in the name of the Lord. Love, yes, I sing love. I sing love in the name of the Lord. And I sing joy in the name of the Lord. I sing peace in the name of the
I'm Gary Robey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial support of this radio ministry. You can write to us at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And you're welcome to visit our Facebook page or our website at www.calltoworship.com. There at our website, you can make your tax-deductible contribution, and you can listen to the programs and find other valuable information there, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now, may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.